Good morning.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
My name is Kevin Chen.
我的名字是陈 Kevin.
陈 Kevin, 陈 Kevin. I actually grew up in this church.
我是在这个教会长大的。
But there's many people now that I do not know who are here.
虽然今天我们很多的弟兄姊妹我并不认识了。
For the last maybe 4.5 to 5 years, my wife and I, we were living in Korea.
过去的四年半到五年，我跟我的妻子住在朝鲜，那个南国啊，韩国。
And since 2011, we have been serving in a ministry, a mission organization.
从2011年开始，我们加入一个这个福音机构。
And so, since that time until now, we have been in training.
从那一年到现在，我们一直接受一个训练。
And next month we will be moving actually to Egypt.
那从下个月起，主若许可，我们要搬到埃及去。
And we will be living in the city of Cairo.
我们会住在开罗。
And for now, the plan is to be there for 2 years.
目前的计划是在那里两年。
But in our hearts, our desire is to be there for maybe the rest of our life.
但是我们的心智上来讲，可能我们下半生就在那儿了。
And today God is actually moving very, very rapidly in that area of the world.
今天神在回教的世界，灵的运行很快。
And it's a very exciting time that we live in, actually.
今天我们活在这个时代，实在是一个非常令人兴奋的时间。
And today, you know, by the grace of God, I hope that we can just share and hear a little bit about what God is doing.
那今天早晨呢，我盼望把我最近所在主领受的这一点跟大家一起来分享。
Yeah, so I grew up not actually, I had no desire to be a missionary when I was young.
当我年纪小的时候，从来没想过我要做宣教士。
Actually, I had no understanding of what that meant.
我也根本对这件事情没有任何的概念。
And I think for most of my life, I actually thought missionaries were people who they had already finished everything they wanted to do in their life.
那在我的观念里头，认为做宣教士的人，大概他这辈子什么事都干过了，所以才来做宣教士。
And, you know, they retire, they've made money, they have a family.
他们已经有了自己的家，也有了自己的事业，也退休了，那么现在来宣教。
And because there's nothing else to do, then you go on missions.
所以是什么事都没都干完了，所以下面就做宣教。
So that was my thinking for most of my life.
这是我成长的时候，我对宣教士的一个概念。
But the reality is actually very different.
但是事实上跟我想的完全不一样。
You know, God, He desires to use anyone and everyone.
事实上，我们的神愿意用我们地上我们每一个他喜欢的人。
And the amazing thing is that God will completely change your life in a second. He can do this.
因为神在很短的时间就改变我们这个人。
And so in college, actually, I was dragged out to the mission field by my friends.
那在大学的时候，我有一些同学把我带到一个宣教的场合里头。
So it was not my will to go.
那一次并不是我自愿要去的。
But my friend said, "Oh, come with us, come with us."
那是我的朋友把我拉去的。
And when I went to Turkey for the first time,
那一次我去的是土耳其。
That is when I can honestly say my life was changed.
那在那一次的旅程中，神的确改变了我的生命。
You know, and if I look back now, I would say maybe that is when I actually became a Christian.
那也是我真正成为一个基督徒的开始。
You know, I had grown up in the church, but it was in that moment I saw, wow, God, you are real, you are real.
那虽然我是从小在这个教会长大，但是在那一刻在土耳其的时候，神让我感觉到神的真实。
You know, because Turkey is 99% Muslim.
土耳其是一个 99% 的回教的国家。
Do any of you here have Muslim friends or co-workers?
我们中间有没有人有这样的朋友在回教的世界里头？
Have any of you preached the gospel to them?
你有没有向这些回教徒传福音过？
How was their response?
那你传给他的话，他的回应是什么？
You know, in America, maybe it's difficult.
在美国可能很困难。
You know, but I went to Turkey thinking, oh, there's no way Muslim people will listen to us.
所以我那个时候到土耳其的时候，我想到土耳其回教的国家传耶稣可能更困难了。
You know, in that time when we went, there were only 8 of us, 8 college students, we went together.
那一次我们一行有8个大专学生一起去的。
And when I think about myself at that time, I think my faith was very, very weak, very low.
我想想那个时候我自己的信心很小。
You know, but through our team, actually, Turkish people, they received the gospel.
那很稀奇,我们这八个人去那里,我们传福音居然有人信。
You know, Turkey, arguably, maybe the most Muslim nation in the world.
你可以在某种意义上来说,可能这个土耳其是在世界回教国家中间相当回教化的一个国家。
The most rooted in history in Islam, it is actually Turkey.
那在这些众 阿拉伯国家里面,他们的历史在回教的历史中最长。
You know, but through eight college students who maybe are kind of weak in the faith, people actually receive the gospel.
但是我们八个大专生去那里,居然他们会听我们传福音,相信。
And to me, this was very shocking.
对我来讲,太震动了。
I began to think, how can God use people like me even?
所以我就感觉到,神怎么会用我这种人来传福音呢?
And from that day, I began to think, maybe God works in a way that we cannot really understand by our thoughts.
所以我在那个经历里头,我知道一件事情,神可以用我们跟我们自己的想象两码子事。
And from that time, then I began to serve in this ministry.
所以从那个经历里头,我就有一个心愿在这一个职事上来服侍神。
And here we are now, maybe 9 years later.
现在已经过了九年了,
and we are now preparing to go out to the nations once again.
那现在主把我们预备好, you know,
and I think above anything else, we are very thankful and we are very filled with the grace of God, you know, to be able to do this, I think.
那我现在来想想看神这些年的恩典, 我低头敬拜他。
You know, so today, let's kind of go through the basic reason why we do missions.
那我下面跟大家来看看,从圣经的观点,我们为什么要做宣道的事。
Right, so today we're going to read a scripture from Matthew chapter 24.
我们先来看马太福音24章。
This is verses 1 to 14.
我们从24章第一节到14节。
Now, why don't we read this together? I'll read in English, and then we'll read in Chinese, English and Chinese. Let's read it all together.
我们一起来读这段圣经。
So let's alternate. I'll begin. Or English, please read together with me, in verse 1.
英文的跟我来读, 我们从24章第一节开始。
It says, Jesus came out from the temple and was going away when his disciples came up to point out that the temple buildings to him.
第二节, 耶稣对他们说, 你们不是看见这殿宇吗? 我实在地告诉你们, 将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁了。
Verse 3, as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
耶稣回答说, 你们要谨慎, 免得有人迷惑你们。
Verse 5, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声。 总不要惊慌,因为这些事是必须有的,只是末期还没有到。Verse
7, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes.
这都是灾难的起头。Then
they will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name.
那时必有许多人跌倒,也要彼此陷害。
Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many.
只因不法的事增多, 许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。Verse
13, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved.
这天国的福音要传遍天下, 对万民做见证, 然后末期才来到。Amen.
Verse 14, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
注意14节, 这天国的福音要传遍天下, 对万民做见证, 然后末期才到。
You know, in college, when I read this verse, for the first time in my life, it really struck me, actually, this verse, verse 14.
我在大学的时候读这一句话, 实在打动我的心。
I remember growing up, you know, we learn about the end times.
我在教会里面听过讲到, 这个末世的事,
you know, we know there are these signs of the end.
而且圣经也讲到许多的兆头。
There will be earthquakes, there will be famine.
有地震，有饥荒。
There will be war, there will be rumors of war.
有战争的谣言。
It even says, Christians, we will be delivered to the tribulation. People will kill Christians.
然后说到有基督徒被杀。
There will be persecution.
有被逼迫的事。
Many will fall away, even those will turn away from the church, and they will betray one another.
然后有些人就离弃了神。
And it says the one who endures to the end will be saved.
然后主耶稣说他们如果忍耐到底就必得救。
But when you look at these things, actually I think most of us here, we can say, oh, this is happening today in the world.
那我们看到主当年的预言，我们看看今天的情况，我们会说，哎，我们现在所处的时间应该就是所谓的末世了。
You know, there are more earthquakes on average every year than the last year. Every year it is increasing.
那我们如果注意这个地震的统计的话，你会发现，的确像主所说的，这些地震的事是越来越多。
Now there is famine in the world.
那在世上也有许多饥荒的事。
You know, wars and rumors of war, I think no one doubts that this is happening today.
那你看到讲到战争与战争的谣言。 你今天听听四周，的确是如此。
Now, there are people who come and pretend that they are Jesus. They say, I am Jesus.
然后你也看到有人假冒耶稣的名，说我就是耶稣。
You know, if you go online, you can actually find a list of all the people who claim that they're Jesus.
你上网你可以搜出来，有很多人自称自己是耶稣的人。
Now, over half are Korean, actually.
有一半是从韩国来的。
Now, all these things are happening.
这些事的确发生了。
And many will fall away. This is true.
那很多人也就 因着这些事就慢慢爱心冷淡。Christians
will be persecuted. This is also true.
基督徒被逼迫，这也是真的。And
all these things are happening today.
凡是主耶稣在这里讲过的，现在都在发生着。You
know, but today, what is the one thing that we can see most clearly that makes all of these things relevant?
那我们在这许许多的事情当中，哪一件事情我们要能让现在主所说的真正发生果效？
It's verse 14.
那就是14节。
The gospel must be preached to all nations.
这一个福音必须传遍到地极，然后末期就到了。
If this does not happen, the end will not come.
如果这件事情没有做到，末期就到不了。
And this is why the gospel must be preached.
这是为什么我们要传福音的原因。
But today, when we look at all the other signs of the end, none of this matters unless we know where we are with the preaching of the gospel.
所以刚刚虽然主讲了许许多多不同的兆头，但是这些兆头都没有真正积极的意义，除非把福音传出去。
If we know where we are with the preaching of the gospel, then we can say, yes, all these things are very, very valid today.
所以如果我们不去传，我们如果好好去传福音，那么这些发生的事就有意义了。
When we know the condition of this preaching of the gospel,
那我们也知道这个传福音的时候的状态。
So if you look, actually in 1989, there was a very, very big conference. It was a global conference called the Lausanne Congress.
在1989年有一个世界性的福音大会。
It's called Lausanne Congress. I don't know in Chinese what that is, but in 1989 in the Philippines.
这个大会是在菲律宾举行的。
But all the world church leaders, mission leaders, they all gathered in the Philippines, 1989.
在那一年，世界的这一些福音派的领袖们、宣教士们都聚集在菲律宾。
And this is actually the second time that they had this big conference.
这是大概是他们的第二次的聚集。
But at this conference, they began to discuss one topic.
他们那一次的大会。
And this topic is, since Jesus came to this earth 2,000 years ago, how far have we come in preaching the gospel?
那么他们在那个大会里面检讨，这主耶稣来了地上2000年了，教会到底这个对这个福音的传扬到什么地步了？
Why is this an important question?
为什么这个问这个问题很重要呢？
If you read the Bible from cover to cover, what is the Bible about?
那你如果把这个圣经从开始念到结尾，它到底在讲什么？
It is all of history in the Bible, all of history.
那你就会发现，圣经讲很多的历史。
You know, if your classmate, your coworker comes to you and they ask you, do you know all of history?
那你的同学或者同事来问你，你知道这些圣经的历史吗？
You should say, yeah, I know all of history.
你说我知道啊。
Why? From beginning to end. Why? Because the Bible is beginning to end.
那这个整个的圣经是从一切的开始一直讲到这个世界的结束，所以是讲了很长的历史。
Of course, there's many, many things that we don't know about what happened in history or what will happen, but the most important things for mankind, it is in the Bible.
但是世界上是有千千万万的事，但是对人类最重要的事是在圣经里面一样一样把它记下来。
Right, in the beginning, God created the earth.
那圣经的开始说起初神创造天地。
And then God said Jesus will come.
在这个中间也预言将来有一天耶稣要来到这个世界。
And then Jesus came.
是耶稣的确照预言他来了。
And Jesus lived and he died.
他在地上活了那么多年，然后他也照预言死了。
And then he resurrected.
然后他复活了。
And then he will come and he ascended.
他升天。
And then he will come again.
然后他说他将来还要第二次再来。
This is all a history.
这个是预言在圣经里。
If someone asks you, what is history? This is history right here.
人家问你圣经讲的历史是什么，这就是在圣经讲的历史。
History from the beginning to end is determined by the coming, the going, the return of Jesus Christ.
所以整个这个历史的最重要的意义乃是说到这一位耶稣他照预言来到这个世界，在这个世界上活了，死了，复活升天，然后他还要再来，这是整个历史中最重要的核心。
In Genesis chapter 12, God gives a promise to Abraham.
在创世纪12章，神对亚伯拉罕应许过这句话。
The Father God says to Abraham, "Through you, I will bless all peoples on earth."
在那一个应许里头，神对亚伯拉罕说，透过你，我要祝福万国万民。
And how does God do this?
神怎么样来祝福万民呢？
How are all peoples on earth blessed? It is Jesus.
那就是经过这一个人物叫做耶稣，从他是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从他来祝福万民。
In the Gospels, Jesus comes.
然后的的确确圣四福音就说到耶稣来到这个世界。
And Jesus lives, he dies, and before he ascends, he gives one command to his disciples.
所以主在地上的时候，他对门徒说，有一件事情你们要做。
The last command he gives to his disciples before he leaves the earth.You guys know what this is.
那我们必须知道他在升天之前最后的交代是什么。
It is go make disciples of all nations.
就是去叫万民做我的门徒。
Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Spirit.
然后奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
然后教导他们，凡我所吩咐你的都要教导他们。
And then he gives a promise, I will be with you.Until the end of the age.
然后主应许，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So what does Jesus command? Disciples of all nations.
那么主在这个地方对门徒的应许是什么呢？
Disciples of all nations.
乃是你们要去叫万民做我的门徒。
And then Jesus has promised that he will be with us later in Acts chapter 1. What happens?
那么当主应许他升天之前应许说我就与你们同在，那这件事情什么时候看见的呢？就是到使徒行传第一章。
It says when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be witnesses in all Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, is what it says.
在使徒行传第一章主要升天之前有这一段记载，说到圣灵要降临在你们身上，你们就要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，一直到地极，做我的见证。这里就说出来了。
Now, but if you look in Genesis 12, in Matthew 28, in Acts chapter 1, these three scriptures we just talked about, there is one word in the original text that is always there. It is a word called ethne. Ethne.
那么刚刚我所引用的圣经，不管是最第一本书《创世纪》，后来来到了这个《马太福音》，还有来到了《使徒行传》，它都有一个共同的字。这个字，他刚刚讲的叫 ethnic。
ethnic。Today in English we know ethnic, ethnic group。
那这个同样的这个字，用英文来表达的话，就是 ethnic， 就是这一个民族。
Yeah, nation, people。
那这个讲到万人，讲到各个民族。
But if you look at the scriptures, what does it say? Father God gives a promise for the nations.
所以在 神对古时候的人讲话，后来借着耶稣对他的门徒讲话，都提到万民这件事。
And then the Holy Spirit, he also gives power to do what? Be witnesses to all nations.
然后到了圣灵降临的时候，主说你们要得着能力，向万民做见证。
Father, Son, and Spirit, all three, the Trinity, are God. In the heart of God, it is the nations. The nations.
所以我要指出来的就是说，在三而一的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵的里面，你看到他有一个共同点，就是他们的心里面所包含的是指的万民。
And then he says, when the gospel goes to all nations, what happens?
那么圣主耶稣也说到，当把这个福音传给万民的时候，结果是什么呢？
Then the end will come.
他说这个时代就结束了。
So today, why do we do missions?
所以我们今天为什么要去做宣道的事？
It is not for any sort of, you know, like salvation, army, these kinds of humanitarian work. This is not the reason for mission.
做宣道的事情不是像今天我们所谓的救世军做一点慈善的事业，这不是宣道的目的。
It is not because there is war. It is not because there are suffering people. It is not because there are poor people. This is not why we do missions.
说这个宣道的目的不是说因为世界上有穷人，世界上有战争，有许多可怜的人，我们去做点施舍，做一点慈善，这不是宣道的目的。
The reason for missions is so that Jesus will return.
这个整个你要看见一件事情，我们这样去宣道，它主要的目的是要让基督能够第二次回来。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的一个重点。
As the church, as Christians, there is no greater desire than for Jesus to return.
所以以教会来说，我们在心愿上应该最大的盼望就是主耶稣的第二次回来。
It is when Jesus returns, then there is no longer suffering, there is no longer war, there is no longer any of these things.
因为世界上今天我们所有看到的人类的痛苦，我们的贫穷，我们的苦难，我们的战争，只有一个解决，真正解决的方法，就是当主耶稣第二次回来，才能够彻底解决。
Today, this is the work that God is doing.
那么今天神盼望我们与他来合作，做他要我们做的。
But in 1989, what they determined is that there are 24,000 nations or people groups in this world.
那么在那个大会的菲律宾那次大会里头，他们去数算了一下，有基本上有24,000个未达到的群体。
So what was their question? Their question is, from the 2,000 years that have passed since Jesus came and he gave the Great Commission, how many people groups have we preached the gospel to?
换言之，从主给出这个命令，所谓大使命，到今天2000年过去了，教会还有多少未得之地呢？
And they said,If a population of a people group has more than 2% Christian, then they have heard the gospel. This is what they said.
You say it again?
If a population, a people group, is more than 2% Christian, then they are considered reached with the gospel.
那换言之，如果在任何一个群体当中，他们的族群有超过2%以上是基督徒的话，他们就有一个负担能够向外把这个福音向外去传。
They determined that under 2%, the population of Christians cannot be sustained.
那如果这一个群体，他的基督徒的比例不到2%的话，他们在那个地方生存下去就会自然消失的。
Over 2%, they can be sustained like
that. 但是他们只要达到这一个2%以上，那他们就可以继续存在而且向外推展。
So in 1989, what did they determine? How many people groups were reached?
然后在那一年89年的时候，他们决定有多少还有没有达到的之民未达之民。
They said maybe 13,000 have been reached.
所以有13,000达到了，还有这么荧幕上讲的还有这么多还没有达到。
After 2,000 years, we have reached.A little bit over half. This is what they said.
那结论就是说，教会经过2000年的传道，我们达到的人类大概只有二分之一，还有另外二分之一没有达到。
All these church leaders, what did they say? Oh, it is so slow. We are not preaching the gospel.
那意思就是说我们太慢了，搞了两千年也不过如此。
So in 1989, what did they decide? We must preach the gospel.
所以在那个大会里面的结论就是说我们要加快脚步，好好的传福音。
They started to look, where are the places in the world that have never heard the gospel?
所以他们就开始来看到底世界在哪一个地方福音还没有到。
And then what did they find out? They saw this.
那然后在地图上他们就找到这个地区。
This area of the world is called the 1040 window.
所以这个地区基本上是在从10到40度这个纬度，在这个范围里头是主要很多的福音没有到的地方。
Who here has heard of the 1040 window before? Okay, a few people. If you have never heard about the 1040 window, you need to know the 1040 window.
所以你如果从来没有听过这个词汇的话，你今天应该知道。
In this area of the world, over 90% of the nations...that are unreached, they are here in this area.
换言之，在今天在世界上有 90% 的人没有听过福音的，都集中在这一个纬度的范围里头。
This is what they determined in 1989.
是在1989年的时候，在这一个大会里头大家的一个共识。
But you look at this area of the world, North Africa, the Middle East, Central Asia.
如果你看这个地图的话，就包括今天的北非。这个中东还有一大部分的亚洲
They are all Muslim nations.
那他们主要的宗教背景是回教
Nations like Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Syria, these places.
所以你可以看到这些主要的回教国家像土耳其像这个伊拉克等等等等你可以看得出来都是回教的国家
And this question is why are they unreached? Why are they unreached?
那你就要问一个问题为什么这些地方没有人去传福音呢
If you think about it, it's very, very simple.
那理由很简单
Who here wants to go to Afghanistan today?
所以今天如果有人问你你要去阿富汗传道吗
If I ask who will come to Iraq, who will raise their hands?
那今天有人跟我要去土耳其这个伊拉克吗
When you, Iraq, Iraq.
Iraq.
Yeah. If you guys hear even the names of these countries, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
那所以当我讲这两个国家的时候，你第一个反应是什么
？Terrorist.
哦，恐怖分子。
Oh, I will die.
我一定会死掉。
Oh, it is so dangerous.
太危险了。
But if you think about it very simply, this is why it is unreached.
就是因为这个害怕。所以这些地方就没有人敢去传福音。
Now, today, if there is a child who is born in Syria,
如果今天有一个孩子生在叙利亚
this child may be born and grow up and live and die and never hear this gospel.
那这个孩子出生长大到他离开世界恐怕他根本没有听见福音的机会。
This is what it means to be unreached.
这些就是所谓未得的之名。
Even if you want to hear the gospel, you cannot hear the gospel.
你即使有这个心愿想要知道什么是福音，但是没有人向你传的。
In Turkey today, you can live there for 6 months and never meet a single Christian.
你可以今天跑到土耳其去，停留六个月，你可以碰不到一个基督徒。
So what does it mean for these people?
那对这些人来讲，什么意义呢
？What does it mean for billions of people today?
那对这个世界上上10亿以上的这些大的地方，他们怎么得救呢
？It means right now, as we sit here, all of these people are destined to hell.
那也就是这个地区的人，他们没有福音的缘故，那只好下地狱喽。
Now we must be very clear about this.
这件事情我们必须有一个清楚的认识。
The Bible has said, all have knowledge of me, but they have rejected me.
那么圣经里面是这样说，很多的人他们都有知道有神，但是他们却拒绝神。
There is only one way to be saved. You must believe in Jesus Christ.
但是今天能够得救的唯一的方法就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And today there are billions of people who have never heard the gospel.
那但是今天却有上亿万的人没有听过耶稣的名字。
And as Christians, when we realize this, you must awaken to this fact.
所以当我们做基督徒的人，你看见这样的情况，你必须。要在神面前有一个反应。
How can it be that because we think it is dangerous here, we do not preach the gospel?
那我们怎么能够因为有这样的难处，所以我们害怕，我们就不传福音了呢？
And you see, the whole entire world is like this. They think this way.
这是整个世界的基督徒的一个共同的心态。
If you look at these two images right here,
这两个图画，图片，地图。
This is something called the Great Imbalance.
我要讲的是从这两个地图上看到它大大的不平衡。
Right, on the right-hand side,
从右手边，
these are where currently, right now, most, all the blue dots are where missionaries are being sent.
所有的蓝色的这一个土地在右边这块土地图上是今天所谓宣教士最常去的地方。
If you look on the left, this is where missionaries are not being sent.
但是在左边这个图呢是去的最少的地方。
Today, the statistic of the entire global church is that less than 5% of people, money, and resources for missions goes to the 1040 window. Less than 5%.
所以今天世界上的这一个用在宣教的资源，不管人力财力，都只有 5% 的是花在左边这个地图上，其他都是花在右边这个地图。
You know, when I went to Iraq in 2016,
所以2016年的时候我去了伊拉克。
You know, in all of northern Iraq, you can count the number of long-term missionaries on your two hands.
所以整个伊拉克的北部，我可以用十个指头算得出来有几个基督徒在那里传宣教，宣教。
People trying to start churches in northern Iraq.
在北伊拉克的北部，那就稀稀落落几个人愿意在那里宣道执堂。
Less than ten，
十个人不到。
Yeah. But millions and millions and millions of people，
但是那里却有千万的人呢。
But yet we continue to just send all over the world outside of this area。
所以我们派出去的宣教士大部分都是在。其他的地区，
you know, everywhere in the world needs the gospel. This is true.
是，到处都需要福音，没有错的。
But there's an entire area of billions of people who have no access to the gospel.
但是今天有上十亿万的人没有福音的机会。
If you think even just strategically, it would make sense that we need to go there.
所以你从战略上的眼光来考虑这件事情的话。差派宣教士到这种地区是有战略性的意义的。
And today, many people give reasons and reasons and reasons for why we cannot go there. But the number one reason is only an unwillingness to go.
所以说来说去，说到底就是我们不愿意去危险的地方。
But we must really think about this.
所以我们必须好好的来思想这个严肃的问题。
But the amazing thing is, in the last 30 years, God has begun a new history.
所以过去的三十年从了那个会议以后三十年过来了，那有许多的基督徒开始到这些未得之名。
In 2001, after 12 years, they reached another 2,000.
那么过了 10 years. 过了十年之后，那去
About 3,000 people.
所以他们就拿下了三千个族群。
2004, 6,000 remaining.
到了2004年的话，那就剩下6,000了。
2008,
3,300. 那到2008年的时候，就有剩下3,300了。
2010, 1,500.
到了2011年的时候，就是1,500了。
And now 2018, 500.
所以到了。18年的时候就剩下500了。
So you look at this. What has happened in 30 years is incredible rate of preaching the gospel.
所以从89年一直过来30年的里头，你可以看到教会的的确确放下很大的力量去向这个未得之地、未得之民来传福音。
In 30 years, what was done in 2,000 years was almost matched.
所以在这30年里头，我们把过去2000年所做的工 30年把它做出来。
You look at this, it's very rapid.
所以你看它的进展 从89年一直到18年 是非常快的。
What does it mean? It means God, He is moving a new history.
所以告诉我们神在这30年做了很快很快的脚步。
In all of history, there has never been a time where the gospel was preached like this.
所以在这过去的30年里头 可以说在教会的历史宣道的这个历史上是最快的时候。
And what kinds of people did God use to do this?
那神用什么人呢?
If you look at this list right here, sorry, it's only in English.
那你看这个表格上所显示的。
You know, these are names of very, very famous missionaries.
这些都是历史上被神用过的有名的宣教士。
Now, Zinzendorf, he brought the gospel to America.
那新兴道夫是把福音带到北美来的那第一个宣教士。
Right, William Carey to India, Hudson Taylor, everyone knows Hudson Taylor.
那到这个William Carey，他是到福音传到印度，到中国呢最有名的是戴德森。And
Jim Elliot, you know, there's even a movie about him.
那Jim Elliot这个弟兄把福音带到伊瓜多尔。Yeah,
but the amazing thing is you look at the ages. Look at the ages of all of these missionaries. This is their age when they left to go to the mission field.
这些人去这个宣教工厂的时候, 你可以看得出来都是20到30岁的人。
Yeah, I am already 29.
那我今年29了。
Yeah, I think I'm still kind of young.
我应该还算年轻吧。
But I'm already second oldest on this list.
但是在这个名单上，我已经算第二年纪第二大的了。
Now, today we live in a world where everyone thinks you must become equipped in order to do anything.
所以今天的世界，我们认为我们应该好好的装备，然后再为主所用。
But you look at how God works; He has always used people of faith.
但是你看这个名单的话，神用的人不见得是预备好了，而是有信心的人。
Yeah, you don't need to be a doctor to be a missionary.
你要去做宣教士，不一定要博士或者医生。
Yeah, you don't need a college degree to preach the gospel.
你也不需要一个大学的文凭来传福音。
I think parents will maybe kill me later.
我父母亲听到我这样讲，一定把我干掉了。
Yeah, but young people, you do not need a college degree to preach the gospel.
的的确确，年轻人，你不需要一个大学文凭来让你有资格传福音。
God has always changed nations using people of faith.
所以，主在各个民族、各个国家都是兴起那些有信心的人去传福音。
When Hudson Taylor went to China at age 21, what was the thing that first happened when he went to China? What happened first?
那他这个戴德森去中国第一次去传福音的时候，21岁，他生命中发生什么事？
His wife died.
就是他的妻子死了。
His child died.
他的孩子死了。
He got so sick, he returned to England.
那他在那里也自己也得病了，他只好回到英国去。And
as soon as he recovered, he went right back to China.
但是他病一好，他又回到中国去传道。
And he says, if I have 1,000 lives, I give them all to China.
所以他有一句名言，就是如果神给我千条性命，我每一条都给中国。And
through him, what did God do? He began a new history in China.
所以神也的确用了戴德森在中国做了非常大的一个宣教事业。And
the Chinese church today is the largest church in the world.
今天在中国的教会可以说世界最大的教会了。Even
though it's still 1% of the population.
但是在比例上只不过1%而已。
It's the largest church in the world.
但是已经世界上人口最大的一个群体。Now,
when I was in China, I asked people in the house churches.
我在大陆曾经问那些家庭教会。
I asked them, how many Christians are in China?
我说在中国有多少基督徒?
Now they said, oh, if you look on the internet, it will say maybe 150 million.
如果你在网上搜寻的话，有的数字是说1亿5000万。
But then they said, we think there's more likely 300 million Christians.
但是我们感觉有3亿的人。
It's the biggest church in the world.
那是全世界最大的基督徒人口。
You have to understand this kind of reality today.
那你要看看今天的神在各地的工作。
And this history was begun by people of faith.
那你看在历史中神所用的人都是有信心的人。
And if we look at now, today, what is God doing?
那我们看看今天神做什么。
This is in Iraq.
这张相片是在伊拉克照的。
I apologize for my face, but in last week, I think my wife shared with the youth. So some of you maybe have heard about Iraq.
上个礼拜我的妻子跟我们的年轻人在一起分享。
But Iraq actually is a nation that my wife and I, we wanted to serve this nation more than any other nation. We wanted to go there.
如果你让我挑哪一个国家，今天对我们夫妻两个最有心负担的是伊拉克。
You know, Samantha right now, she is in Guatemala.
那我的妻子在相片上的，今天应该是在瓜地马拉。
She is giving a lecture right now.
她现在正在一个教会给一个演讲。
Yeah, they're training Guatemalan people to do missions.
因为他们想盼望训练瓜地马拉的基督徒起来做福音宣教的工作。
And she's probably sharing about Iraq right now.
可能他在讲伊拉克，不一定。
Every day she just talks about Iraq.
他天天都向人讲伊拉克的事。
But when you guys hear this name Iraq, what do you think?
你听到伊拉克，你的反应是什么
？Terrorist, right?
Yeah. 那就是恐怖分子的地方。
I think everyone first thought terrorist.
都是这直觉的反应。
Yeah, second thought, if I go there, I will die.
第二个想，如果我去，我一定死定。
Right, third thought, I won't go there, right?
所以第三个反应就是我绝对不会去的。
You know, but Iraq, before we went to Iraq in, this was actually, it's a long time ago now, 2016.
所以我们上次夫妻两个去是2016。
And before I went, you know, I was very scared.
我还没有去之前，当然我跟大家一样充满怀疑。
You know, but my friend was in Iraq. His family is in Iraq.
那我的好朋友他们是在伊拉克。
And he said, oh, come. It's the safest place in the world. Just come.
他对我们说这是全世界最安全的地方来吧。
Yeah, so we really wanted to go because we knew there's no one there. No one's preaching the gospel there.
所以我们是愿意去因为我们知道那里没有福音。
And so we began to pray for Iraq.
所以我们就为伊拉克祷告。
And then God opened the door for us to be able to go.
那主就开了门所以我们那个时候去了。
You know, but the week before I went, actually, I read online an article about Iraq.
在我们去之前呢，我们上网查一查伊拉克的情形。
I think maybe I told you guys this before, but this article is about the kindest people in the world.
那在那个文章里面就讲到，伊拉克人其实世界上最友善的一个群体。
It listed the kindest nations in the world.
那在那个文章里面把世界各个族民最友善的民把它按顺序排出来。
China is not on this list.
中国并不排上，排不上号。
USA is not on this list either.
美国也排不上号。
But Iraq is number one on this list.
在这个名单上，伊拉克是排名第一。
And when I read this, I was so shocked.
那我是大惊奇。
Right? How could this nation filled with terrorists be the kindest nation in the world?
这个国家充满恐怖分子，怎么可以成为最友善的民族呢
？No, but obviously that is not the reality.
所以。这个实际的情形跟宣传的情形常常是不吻合的。
Yeah, but when we went to Iraq, you know, it was so amazing. They are the kindest people I've ever met.
所以我们那一次去的时候，的确证明了、体验了这个话，他们是最友善的人民是没错的。
Right, this man right here, you guys see him on the picture.
你看这个这个相片上的。
His name is Hodeda.You must make a sound from here. Hodeda.
这个跟我握手的人叫 Hodeda.
He is a Kurdish. He has no Kurdish people.
库克族
But his religion, he is a Yazidi. Have you guys heard of Yazidis?
那他们的宗教信仰是叫做 Yazidi 的这个信仰。
They are not Muslim.
他不是回教。
Yeah, but Muslims think Yazidis are Satan worshippers.
在正统的回教人看他们信的亚西迪是拜撒旦的。
But Yazidis actually they have a very weird religion, very weird.
他们的宗教是蛮奇怪的。
Their god is a peacock.
那他们的神是孔雀。
Yeah, so we went to the Mecca of Yazidi.
那我们那次呢就去了这个教的麦加，就是他们的最神圣的地方。
Yeah, everywhere peacocks, everywhere.
那里到处都是孔雀。
And basically, they just believe in everything they hear, like this. They have no book.
这一群人没有，他们没有圣经的。他们，你跟他讲什么，他都相信。
Yeah, so if we say, "Oh, do you believe that Jesus is God?" They say, "Yeah, yeah, yeah," like this.
如果你对他说你相信耶稣是什么，他们绝对相信。
They don't know what they believe.
他们不知道他在信什么。
But the Yazidis, because the Muslims think they are Satan worshippers, When in 2016, ISIS was in Iraq.
当一九一二二零一六年 ，ISIS 这个恐怖分子在伊拉克的时候
，So if you read the news around that time, you would hear a lot about Yazidis.
所以在那个时候，你如果翻开那里的报纸，就会提到很多关于这个宗教的事，亚基里的宗教的事。
Google search Yazidis, you will see many many articles about 2014, 15, 16.
所以一四到一六年那三年中间，你如果上网搜这个字，你就会在网上找到很多很多的这些文章。
Why?
为什么
？Because ISIS killed thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of Yazidis.
所以在那个几年中 ，ISIS 在伊拉克杀掉很多很多这种信仰这种宗教的人。
When we met Hodeida,
那我们碰到这个人叫 Hodeida.
He was smiling at us.
他向我们微笑。
He was in a refugee camp.
他被关在集中营。
This refugee camp, over 20,000 people in one camp.
在这个集中营里面有两万多个人。
He was running a fruit stall. He was selling fruit.
所以他在那里呢做一点小生意卖水果。
And we walked up, he was smiling at us.
我们走在旁边他向我们笑。
So we began to share and talk with him.
所以我就跟他谈话。
We asked him about his family.
我们说你们家怎么样啊
？He says every single person in my family has been killed.
啊，我们家人都给干掉了。
All my children have been killed.
孩子也死了。
All my relatives have been killed. My parents killed. Everyone has been killed.
我们的亲人亲戚也都被杀了。
And he escaped.
只有他逃出来了。
And now here he is in a refugee camp, just selling fruit every day.
所以他就在这一个集中营里头再卖一点水果。
You know, but there's something that God does. In brokenness, in suffering, God prepares your heart.
所以可以看得出来，在这个人的生命中，他非常的悲剧性，这么多的受苦，但是神已经预备他的心。
You know, Iraq is a nation that is filled with a history of war.
这个国家这些年充满了战争。
But these people, their hearts, you have to understand, their hearts are so open for hope.
啊，这些人的心因此就寻找盼望。
So we preach the gospel.
所以你在这个时候跟他传福音。
And we were only in Iraq for a short time, so we didn't learn the language fully.
我们在那里没有时间学他们的本地的语言，但是我们传福音。
And even with the help of Google Translate, we preach the gospel.
我们就用这个 Google 的这个翻译机，就一面用翻译机跟他传福音。
And so we asked him, like we preached the gospel, and we asked him, "Do you want to believe?"
所以我们就问这个这些人说，你们要信耶稣吗
？And to Hodeida, we asked, "Do you want to believe?"
所以我就问这个人。
And he speaks into the Google, and he gives it back.
所以他就对这个 Google 说，然后就翻译给我，我就看。
And it says, "I believe."
啊，我相信。
And I was like, "You know, maybe Google's broken."
啊，我大概 Google 这个翻译错了吧
？You have to know when a Muslim accepts the gospel, you cannot even believe that he accepts the gospel.、
Yeah. 所以，因为在我们的观念里头，回教人要信耶稣，你根本不敢相信他真的会信。
No, for 3 hours, we had to make sure he really believed.
所以我搞了三个钟头，要把他确认他是真的相信的。
So I think we preached the gospel maybe 6 or 7 times.
所以跟他传了六七次的福音。
And every time, I believe.
但是每一次传，他们都说我们相信。
Oh, Google was not broken.
Google 没有出毛病。
But I was so shocked because in Iraq, this was the first time someone just believed. Have you guys ever preached the gospel and immediately someone just believes?
你有没有过这样经验？你向一个人传福音，他当场就信了。
Yeah, in America, sometimes it takes like 5 years.
在美国，你向人传福音，五年他都不一定信。
Yeah, people need to be convinced over and over and over and over. It's not by logic, but it just takes a long time.
所以你在这个地方，你跟人传福音，一个人要从不信到信，需要很长的一个过渡。
But in Iraq, their hearts are so ready for the gospel.
但是在伊拉克这个地方，人因为他们受的苦太多了。所以他们听见就愿意接受。
It's not just all these reasons, but this is the time of God.
换而言之，今天他们的心已经预备好了，只要福音一去，他们马上有反应。
We call this Kairos, the time of God.
那这个我们叫它一个词，就是神的时间到了。
And today in Iraq, it is the time of God.
所以今天我们称这个伊拉克的这个地区是神的时间到了。
Many people are receiving the gospel.
所以很多人听见福音就相信。
This is Iraq.
这就是伊拉克今天的情形。
You know, if you look this picture, Is this also in Iraq?
也是在伊拉克。
This brother right here, he's Egyptian.
这个人是一个埃及人，哪一个？ Which one?
The guy in the hood.
哦，有一个帽子。
This guy right here, he is a chicken farmer.
他是一个养鸡人家。
His name is Omar.
他的名字叫Omar。
Yeah, we were just walking around, and then we ended up on his chicken farm.
所以我们在那边走走走，跑到他的这个鸡场养鸡场去了。
Omar is Muslim.
他是一个回教徒。
This guy right here, his name is Yusuf.
那他的名字叫约瑟。
Arabic for Joseph.
就是阿拉伯文的约瑟。
But he is a Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
He is a college student.
他也是一个大专学生。
He went to Iraq as a missionary.
他去伊拉克做一个宣教士。
But we were in Iraq together preaching the gospel.
所以我们两个在一起去传福音去了。
And Yusuf, he went up to Omar and he just goes straight to Omar. And we're about to preach the gospel to Omar.
所以这个人就直截了当找Omar去传福音。
And when he gets to Omar, he pulls a book out of his Bible.
那他就把他的圣经拿出来。
It's not the Bible. Or out of the backpack. He pulls a book, it's the Quran.
他就从他的 包包里拿出一个可兰经。
You guys know the Quran, right? You guys know what it is? But he pulls out the Quran and I start thinking, what are you doing?
那他就说，哎，我就说，哎，你为什么拉出可兰经？
Are you a secret Muslim?
你是不是一个偷偷摸摸的回教徒呢？
He pulls out the Quran, he starts opening up the Quran, he shows it to Omar.
他就把可兰经打开来给Omar看。
And he says, Omar, read this verse.
你读这一节。
What does it say?
那这节讲什么？
Kill the unbeliever.
就是杀掉那些不信教的人。
And he says, Omar, kill me.
所以他就说，你就杀我吧。
I am Egyptian.
我是一个埃及人。
I'm supposed to be the best Muslim, but I am a Christian.
我是一个坏的回教徒，因为我现在变成基督徒了。
Kill me.
你应该把我杀掉。
And Omar is so shocked.
那Omar吓一跳。
I said, what are you doing?
你在这里干嘛呢？
And I'm also saying, what are you doing?
你在干嘛呢？
I took the picture, I'm just, what are you doing? What are you doing?
所以我一面问他你在干嘛，一面照个这张相。
But he says, Omar, kill me.
我是叫他把我杀了。
He says, do you know that Chinese guy there? He's a Christian too, kill him.
所以他指着那个中国人，你也把他干掉，因为他们都不信的。
He says, your God says to kill us, so kill us.
说你的可兰经。 你的神叫你们把那些不信的人都干掉。
And Omar, he says, how can I kill?
那所以这Omar就说，我怎么能够把你们杀掉呢？
How can God say to kill?
哪里有一个神叫你杀人呢？
If you guys know, many Muslims, most Muslims, 99% of Muslims do not read the Quran.
99%的回教徒是不读可兰经的。
But actually, maybe 99% of Christians don't read the Bible either.
也可能有 99%的基督徒不读圣经的。
But 99% of Muslims do not read the Quran.
但是我碰到的这些回教徒 99%不读可兰经。
They don't know that Allah says to kill.
但是他不知道可兰经里面有这句话，阿拉的确叫这些。 人杀掉那些不信回教的人。
But Omar, he begins to say, how can God tell me to kill?
所以他Omar就说，神，我的神怎么可以叫我去杀那些不相信的人？
I cannot believe this is God.
我不能相信说这个话的人是一个爱的神。
Then Yusuf takes out the Bible.
所以他就把真正的圣经拿出来。
He says, Omar, this is God, the word of God.
然后他就说，这本圣经讲到神是爱。
And he shares the gospel.
所以他就把福音传出去了。
And right there, Omar says, I believe.
所以当场Omar就说，我信你们的神。
This is Iraq.
这就是在埃及传，在伊拉克传福音的经历。
Safest place in the world.
这是世界上最安全的地方。
You must understand, as a Christian, if you are in the will of God, it is the safest place.
那我的结论就是说，只要你在行在神的旨意里，你是最安全的。
The moment you leave the will of God, you are in danger.
你离开神的旨意，你自然而然就在危险里头。If
you go somewhere to preach the gospel, you cannot be outside the will of God doing this.
如果你去一个地方好好的传福音，你是行在神的旨意里头，神保守你。Will
not the God of the universe protect you?
这个宇宙的神，他要保护你的。This
is God.
因为这是我们的神。You
can go anywhere in the world if you are in the will of God, you will not die.
所以只要你行在神的旨意里头，你可以到世界任何的地方来行他的旨意，你应该是最安全的。
Until God wants you to die, you will not die.
除非神要你死，神你绝对死不了。
You die when God wants you to die.
我们每一个人死在神给我们定规的时间。
It is very simple.
这是非常简单的一件事。
There is not most dangerous, less dangerous. It is not like this. You go where God allows you to go.
所以我们不要用一般人的观念，哪里安全，哪里不安全，来判断安全不安全。你要知道，你行在神的旨意里头，神保护你就最安全。
You know, you look at Iraq.
你如果看伊拉克。
God, He gave a prophecy about Iraq thousands of years ago.
在千年前，神已经在圣经里面说过伊拉克的预言。
Yusuf, he is Egyptian.
这个约瑟夫是埃及人。
Why did he go to Iraq?
他为什么会跑到伊拉克去呢？
He and his friends, they were reading the Bible one day.
因为这个人有一天跟他的朋友在一起读圣经。
They were reading the Bible at their university campus, just reading the Bible.
就在大学里头查经的时候读的。
And then they read Isaiah chapter 19.
所以他们在一起读了以赛亚书十九章。
From 23 to 25, these verses they read.
在十九章的二十节到
二十三到二十五。23 to 25.
二十三到二十五。
In this scripture, they were just reading. Egyptian young people reading the Bible. And here in this scripture, it says, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria.
哦、oh, ，在这里二十三节到二十五节说，当那日必有从埃及到亚述去的大道。
Do you know where Assyria is today?
这里的讲的亚述在哪里的今天
？It is Iraq and Syria.
这就是今天的伊拉克跟叙利亚。
It says there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. Egyptians will go to Assyria. Assyrians will go to Egypt. They will worship.
所以在这一节圣经当年在以赛亚的时候神已经预告将来会有一条高速公路从埃及一直通到亚述。
Egyptians will worship in Assyria. Assyrians will worship in Egypt. And it says Israel will be the third and they will bless all of the earth.
所以神就说到将来埃及人会到亚述去敬拜神，亚述人会到埃及去敬拜神，然后提到以色列也要跟他们一起，三个国家的人一起敬拜神。
You guys know the Egyptian church is one of the oldest churches in the world.
在埃及的教会是全世界年龄最长、历史最悠久的教会。
The disciple Mark, the book of Mark, disciple Mark, he founded the church in Egypt.
因为埃及的教会第一个去宣教建立的就是马可，耶稣的门徒。
In the year 49, he started the church.
这是在主后49年，这个福音传到埃及。
And they grew and grew and grew and grew. And in that time, 90% of Egypt was Christian.
所以那个从主后49年传福音教会开始，然后基本曾经埃及人有90%的人是基督徒。
And in the 600s, 700s, Islam came to conquer.
但是到了第六世纪第七世纪的时候回教进入了埃及，埃及就变成回教徒了。
90% to 10%。
所以这个本来是 90% 是基督徒，因着回教跑进来了变成 10% 了。
And then at that time, in order to stop the fighting, the Egyptians and or the Christians and the Muslims, they made an agreement.
所以在那个时候因为战争的缘故双方就做了一个妥协。
They says, Christians, we will not preach the gospel if Muslims do not convert Christians.
所以双方就说，如果我们不传福音给你们，你们也不要把你们的那一套压在我们头上，我们就和平共处。
And they lived in peace.
所以他们和平共处。
No more fighting.
不再打了。
But for 1,500 years, Egyptians never preached the gospel.
所以因为从那一个妥协之后在埃及的基督徒就有1000多年不再传福音了。
Until the year 2012, they did not preach the gospel.
一直停留到2015年。
In 2012, the Syrian war began.
叙利亚战争开始了。
And all our missionaries in Syria were kicked out.
所以从那一年起在叙利亚的宣教士全部被赶出去。
And they decided, oh, where will we go? Where will we go?
那这些宣教士说，那我们去哪里呢？
And many of them, they said, what about Egypt?
那他们说，哎，去埃及好不好？
And many of them said, No, why Egypt? It's 10% Christian.
那他我们为什么要去呢？他们10%是基督徒啊。
It's not unreached.
我们的定义是2%以下我们才去啊。
But then they said, why don't we go and see?
那我们去看看再说吧。
And they went to Egypt.
所以那些宣教士就跑到了埃及。
And then they saw the churches in Egypt.
所以他们看了这些埃及的基督徒教会。
And what did they realize?
他们发现一个事实。
10% Christian, but they have not preached the gospel for 1,500 years.
所以虽然有10%的人口是基督徒，但是有1500年从来没传过福音。
So what did they begin to do?
所以他们心里有一个决定。
They said we must challenge them to preach the gospel.
所以我们要来挑向这些基督徒挑战，来传福音。
Who responded to them?
那什么人会响应呢
？The young people of Egypt.
所以就有年轻人起来响应。
The young Christians.
都是年轻的基督徒。
They said that's right. The Bible says to preach the gospel.
所以他们看见圣经说得很清楚，要传福音。
So with fear, they began to preach the gospel.
所以他们带着惶恐的心起来传福
音。They shared literally trembling, they would go preach the gospel.
他们一面发抖一面传。
They would knock on the person's door.
他们敲人家的门。
They knock, and then they run away.
敲完门就溜。
They said, I can't do it.
他们害怕。
Because what will happen?
如果他们真的开门，我们怎么办？
1,500 years of peace will be broken.
他怕这1500年的和平就因着他们传福音而打破了。
1,500 years of a curse of not preaching the gospel will be broken.
所以这是一个1500年的咒诅，他们去传福音就要把它打破了。
But they started to do this.
但他们无论如何是传了。
And more and more and more they began to do this.
所以越传就越传。
And they started going to other countries and preaching the gospel.
所以他们不但在埃及传，也到人家的国家去
传。They went to Morocco, they went to Turkey, they went to Jordan.
所以他们去了摩洛哥，去了土耳其，去了约旦。
And then in 2014-15, what happened? ISIS.
所以然后你就看到 ISIS, 起来了。
And you guys know in those years what happened? 21 Egyptian Christians were kidnapped and beheaded in Libya.
所以在那个 ISIS 的一个有名的迫害基督徒就是抓了21个埃及的基督徒，把他们杀头了。那个是全世界有名的。
And when that happened, we were so fearful. How will they respond?
所以那件事情发生的时候，我们心里面的确害怕，怎么办
？But you know, all the Christians in Egypt, the leaders, they all gathered. The week after this happened, they gathered.
所以当这个事情发生之后，一个礼拜埃及的基督教会的领袖在一起谈话。
And together they prayed.
他们一起祷告。
And what did they say?
他们说什么呢？
They said, even if we die, we must preach the gospel.
他们的结论说，即使死了，我们也传福音。
We will go the same way our 21 brothers went.
我们愿意跟我们这个殉道的21个弟兄们走同样一条路。
And from that day in Egypt, they began to send out.Many, many, many, many missionaries.
从那个会议之后，埃及的教会送宣教士出去。
And even now in Egypt, just in our ministry, we have more staff in Egypt than in America.
所以我们的办公室现在有的这个职员从埃及来的远超过从美国来的。
Egypt has taken the leadership of missions.
所以今天我们的办公室带头传福音的是。埃及的基督徒。
When you hear this, you have to understand. People think Egyptians are all Muslim.
大家的观念是埃及是回教国家。
But soon Egypt will begin to send more missionaries than even America.
但是你会很快的发现，送宣教士出去的，在埃及会超过从美国出去的。
And this is God's history.
这是现在发生的事情。
And in Iraq, when these Egyptians they read Isaiah 19, they said, "We must go to Assyria."
所以在埃及的基督徒读到我刚刚给大家念的以赛亚书19章的这段话，他们就响应主的话，就去叙利亚传道。
And one team they went to Iraq.
有一个队伍就去了伊拉克。
You know, a good friend of me and Samantha, his family has been in Iraq for almost 15 years now.
那我的好朋友他们在伊拉克已经有15年了。
And for 10 years, nobody accepted the gospel.
他们传了10年，没有人信耶稣。
Nobody,
一个都没有。
But then 2015, the first team of Egyptians arrived in Iraq.
所以15年，第一个队伍从 埃及过来。
And they began to preach the gospel.
他们开始传。
In 1 week,
一个礼拜
first person believed.
第一个信耶稣。
In 2 weeks, 3 people.
第二个礼拜三个人信耶稣。
In 2 months, a church was planted.
传两个月教会就诞生了。
And now, 3, 4, 5 years later,
现在过了三年五年了。
They have planted many churches all over northern Iraq.
所以在伊拉克的北部现在有好几间的教会诞生。
Why?
为什么
？Because the Egyptians.
这些都是埃及基督徒去做的工。
You read Isaiah 19.
所以你刚刚读的这个以赛亚书十九章。
Many people will interpret this as, oh, this happened long time ago. Long time ago, this was already a prophecy fulfilled.
比很多人认为这段话是。很早以前就应验。
But when the Egyptians today read this scripture, what happened? They were filled with faith.
但是今天的埃及的基督徒读这段圣经，他们却把这件事情应验在今天。
And filled with faith, they went.
他们带着信心，所以他们就去了。
And God began a new history in the nation of Iraq.
所以神就今天正在创造新的历史。
This is what God is doing.
这是神正在做的事。
But now, today in Iraq,As of 1 week ago, the situation has changed a lot.
所以今天在伊拉克，就是一个礼拜前，很多事情都改变了。
Because of Iran, because of the USA.
因为伊朗跟美国之间不是杀了一个将军。
If America and Iran has conflict, do you know who suffers?
如果你看见美国跟伊朗打起来，哪些人会受苦？
Iran does not suffer.
伊朗还没有受苦。
America does not suffer.
美国也没受苦。
Iraq
是伊拉克的人受苦。
Iraq is an ally of America and is also an ally of Iran.
因为这个伊拉克对两边都要好，要对伊朗也要好，对美国也要好。
But both nations are trying to control Iraq.
但是这两个国家都要控制伊拉克。
So when the war starts between these two nations, who suffers? Iraq suffers.
所以如果伊朗跟美国干起来的话。伊拉克人倒霉。
3 days ago, my friends in Iraq were all kicked out.
3天前，我的朋友就被伊拉克的人赶出去了。
The bomb hit the military base in their city. In 2 hours, they had to leave the country.
所以，因为伊朗人说要报仇，所以他们发了飞弹攻击两个城。那，所以他们听见飞弹要来，所以住在那里的人全部搬走。
You know, but until the last moment, they refused to leave.
但是这一对夫妻呢，一直不走到最后一分钟。
They said, "How can we leave Iraq?"
他说，我们怎么能够离开伊拉克呢
？How can we just leave this nation?
我们怎么能够离开这个国家呢
？What happens to every single person that God has given to us?
那主在这里给我们做了这些工作，我们怎么现在通通放弃了呢
？What happens to every church that has started here?
这些刚刚建立起来的教会怎么办呢
？What happens to the remaining millions and millions of people who have never heard the gospel？
那还有剩下上百万的人从来没听见福音怎么办呢
？If we leave, who is in Iraq? There is no one left in Iraq.
所以如果我们走了，那谁来接替呢
？There is no one preaching the gospel in Iraq.
好像没有人可以在那里传福音了。
And they called us on the phone and they just cried and cried and cried.
所以这些人就打电话给我们，在电话上就哭。
They said, please, please, anything, do not let us leave this nation.
那所以他们就希望他们能够不离开伊拉克。
All of our friends here, what will happen to them?
那我们如果走了，这些朋友，这些弟兄姐妹怎么办呢
？When we go as missionaries, there is no danger to us.
我们离开了，没有任何的危机。
Missionaries, it is not us who suffers, it is the people of the land.
所以我们走了，我们并没有受苦，这些在本地的人要受大苦。
We go to bring life to these people.
我们去呢，是给他们生命。
If no one goes, how can they believe and receive life?
那如果我们走了，谁能够把福音继续带下去呢
？This is the reality of the nation today.
这是今天伊拉克的面对的问题。
If the church must pray for anything, it is this nations.
所以教会应该起来为这个情形祷告。
You look at the world today, though, this is, we believe, God's history still.
你看今天这个地图，我觉得神正在做奇妙的事。
Not this map, but you look at history today, this is, nonetheless, God, He will move. He will continue to move.
你看到今天的历史正在发生的时候，我们相信神仍然在做事。
Right now, God, maybe He is closing the door to Iraq, but He will continue. We know this.
虽然我们从表面来看好像这个门关起来，但是我们仍然相信神在别的地方做同样的事。
As soon as the door is open, people will go again. People must go again.
那这个门只要一开，又会回去的。
But the very last thing I will share with you guys very quickly.
这张图是最后我要讲的了。
You look at this image.
你看这个图。
This is a simple image of where missionaries are being sent from today into the 1040 window.
那就是说这些传教士被送到在这个10到40纬度的之间的这些国家。
In history, God always used maybe one or two nations at a time to send missionaries.
在过去的历史里头，神都是用一个国家或者两个国家的基督徒来送出各个的宣教士。
For the last 100 years, it has been maybe America and Europe sending missionaries.
在过去的100年，神用的地区都是北美的美国啦，还有欧洲的宣教士。
In the last 30 years, from Korea, many missionaries.
但是过去的三十年，从韩国送了很多的宣教士。
In the last 3 years, many from China.
过去的三年，在中国送出去很多的宣教士。
You know, in one summer, I met over 500 Chinese missionaries in the Middle East.
我在中东有一个夏天碰到500个从中国出来的宣教士。
So you guys may think China is really struggling. They are not struggling.
你觉得中国的基督徒在挣扎，其实他们不在挣扎中。
If you ask the house church leaders, they say, yes, there is more persecution than ever.
是你如果问加林教会，他们受到很大的逼迫。
But they will say, this is good for our church.
但他们会告诉你，这个逼迫对我们教会来讲是好事。
Then we can have faith.
因为只有从这个里面我们可以有锻炼信心。
The Chinese church continues to grow.
所以他们继续的成长。
But you look here, from all different continents and nations, they are sending missionaries now.
所以从各个方向，神感动不同的人，差派宣教士。
2 weeks ago, for the month before I came back to America, we were in Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand.
在我回美国之前的两个礼拜，我去了亚洲的这一些他刚刚讲一大堆的国家。
And all these nations, what are they preparing to do right now? Is send missionaries.
我去了这些地方，我要告诉大家，这些不同的。国家的基督徒，他们的教会差派基督宣教士出去。
This is a history we have never seen before.
现在发生的事情，我们在我们这一生，我们可能都没见过。
All the different churches of the world together sending missionaries to the remaining unreached nations.
所以就是说，世界各个地方的基督徒，他们都差派了地方的宣教士去这个。从十度到北纬十度到北纬四十度之间的这些未得之民。
This is in the Philippines, 2 months ago.
这张相片是两个礼拜前在菲律宾。
Two months ago.
两个礼拜前啊，两个月前。
2 months ago in the Philippines, they are gathering many people to talk about missions.
那他们谈的题目就是宣教。
They're beginning to send.
他们也要差宣教士。
You know, Filipinos are everywhere.Everywhere.
世界各个地你都可以找到菲律宾人。
You think Chinese are everywhere? Filipinos are everywhere.
你以为华人散在世界上，菲律宾人也是散在世界。
In Saudi Arabia, they have planted over 200 underground churches all over Saudi Arabia.
在沙乌地这个地方，菲律宾的基督徒在那里已经建了有200多个地下教会。
In Mecca, they planted churches.
就建立在麦加。
Saudi Arabia is not as Muslim as you think.
沙乌地国这个国家不是你想象那么多的那么回教国。
The Filipinos, they are very, 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 very poor in the Philippines.
在菲律宾经济是蛮穷的。
Do you know how they pay for short-term missions to go?
他们怎么打发短期的宣教士呢
？With bags of coins like this.
就是这样一袋一袋钱就打发他们去。
Young people, they come and they say, I don't have much money, but here's all the money I have, bag of coins.
所以他们爱这些宣教士，就是我没有什么东西可以给你，我就口袋里这一堆的硬币给你，你就当宣教费。
They say, please, I want to go preach the gospel.
他们说我们就要去。
Like this, they go. With this kind of faith, they go.
他们就用一个最简单的信心就去了。
This is Ethiopia.
这是在伊索比亚。
In Ethiopia, they are sending missionaries.
他们也送宣教士出去。
This right here is India.
这是在印度。
India also sending missionaries.
也差派宣教士。
We have to blur some of these for security.
有些人我是把它遮住，不因为安全的缘故。
This is Iraq.
这是伊拉克。
In Iraq, they have also begun to send missionaries.
他们也差派宣教士。
This is Syrian refugees in Turkey.
这是叙利亚的在。
In Turkey.
土耳其的难民营。
They look young.
这些都是小朋友。
They are middle school.
他们是中学生。
Even middle schoolers are going to other nations to preach the gospel.
他们也去传福音。
You know, if a big Muslim man hears the gospel from a little kid, what can he do?
所以如果你是一个高大的回教徒，看到一个小朋友给你传福音，你什么反应啊？
You cannot harm this kid.
你也不能够打他一顿。
It is the best way to preach the gospel.
所以你这么传，那个人也没辙。
This is Egypt.
这是在埃及。
Young people, old people, every age, every generation, God is using today.
所以今天神用的人从老到小都有。
You know, and this is the way that God works.
这是神正在做的事。
There is no requirement.
神并没有给我们一个限制。
There is no strategy or method that we can come up with as people.
我们也没有什么战略，用什么方法来传。
It is faith, only faith.
只有一个字，就是凭着信心。
And today we can see with our very own eyes, God is moving history with people of faith.
所以我要讲的重点就是说，在整个的宣教的历史里头，神用的人就是有信心的。
Yeah, so as we prepare to go to Egypt, you know, our prayer, our hope is that all of you together, we will go and partner together for this ministry.
所以在我跟我妻子要去埃及宣教之前，我愿意把我们这些年所领受的今天跟大家做这样的一个介绍。
Now, our hope is that together we can do this ministry.
我盼望我跟我们的教会能够一起配搭，然后来完成神给我们的托付。
We cannot go unless people pray.
我们去不了除非教会为我们祷告。
And also when we go, we hope many can come also and visit.
所以我们去了以后欢迎你们来访问。
Yes, Cairo is very safe.
开罗是很平安的地方。
It is not Iraq.
它也不是今天的伊拉克。
But anyways, it is all safe.
所以我们不管去哪里，相信都是最安全的地方。
If you come, we will feed you, we will take you around, we'll do everything.
所以你们来，我一定保证你们好好吃一顿。
And come and see the reality of what God is doing.
我们来看看神的手在做什么工。
And it is only by grace God has allowed all of us to take part in this together.
今天都是因为信心的缘故，我们能够看到神借着我们来做他要我们做的工。
So I pray that the nations will be on our hearts and that we can pray and that we can really look to this work that God is doing.
所以我们盼望每一个弟兄姐妹，这个神叫我们对万民做传福音，一直在我们每一个人的心中是我们的负担。
Amen. Now let's pray together right now.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you that you are the author and you are the God of the universe, Lord.
我们承认你是创造宇宙的主宰。
Lord, all of history from beginning to end, it belongs in your hands.
我们也相信你也是历史的主宰。
Lord, there is nothing in this world that moves apart from your word, God.
我们也相信在这个地球上，如果不是你许可的，没有任何一件事情可以进行。
And Lord, so we pray that here in this place, God, would you give us your eyes to see and your heart to know of the nations, God.
主，我们向在这面前祷告，求你开我们每一个人的眼睛，能够看见你今天在这个世界各地所做的工作。
Lord, today you are bringing your history to a conclusion.
主，我们也相信你正在把这个整个的历史带到一个结论。
Lord, everything we see in the world today, we know that the end is coming, Lord.
我们看到所有的兆头，我们知道你的预言，这个末世近了。
But Lord, as your church, we desire more than anything else to be with you, Jesus.
以一个教会而言，主啊，我们的心只有一个盼望，就是主第二次的回来。
So Lord, would you be with us and would you use us, God?
我们就祷告，求你与我们同在，来使用我们做见证。
Lord, would you bless our church and would you use our church in this history?
求你在这个宣教的历史里头用我们的教会。
And God, would you raise our faith, Lord, that we may witness this work you are doing.
求你赐给我们信心，让我们能够做这一个伟大的见证。
And in all of this, Lord, would you receive our worship.
求你听我们的祷告，接受我们的敬拜。
We thank you and we love you, Lord.
我们感谢你，我们也爱你。
We pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.